The third leg of the triumvirate is, like the other two, no ordinary Joe. Shmuley Bater is a kind of rock and roll rabbi come sex therapist.
There were things about him that just immediately appealed. For example, his humility. I mean, you expect a superstar of that stature to be somewhat aloof, a bit unattainable, perhaps even a bit arrogant. Michael was the exact opposite. He was instantly accessible. He was so shy. Michael is a person who has almost a divine gift in being uniquely sensitive to the blessing that all children represent.
This is the Oxford Union at Oxford University, and normally only people with pretty impressive CVs get to speak here. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, Henry Kissinger, and the Dalai Lama have all appeared here. Tonight, though, Michael Jackson is speaking. The fact that a pop star is appearing here is unusual enough, of course, but what's really raising eyebrows is the subject matter of his speech. Jackson's lecture to the Oxford Union was on child welfare and parenting. It was to launch a new charity, Heal the Kids.
I've never known anything like it. We've had heads of state here, all sorts of people. Nothing has prepared us for the amount of fans that are descending on Oxford. Road closures, police presence, media all over the place. It's just been an absolute nightmare.
During the speech, in which he called for a children's bill of rights, every child should have the right to a bedtime story was one suggestion, Michael Jackson got very emotional, especially when he talked about his dad. His father, he said, never told him he'd done a good performance, just an okay one. At the end, he sobbed. Right, well, that was a fascinating 30 minutes. The audience loved it. They gave him a 5-minute standing ovation. He was very frank, talking about his childhood, and very dramatic when he cried, or at least appeared to. And his heart appears to be in the right place. I found the whole thing fascinating, but curious. What would you say to those people who say, maybe Michael is not the person we should be listening to when it comes to being a role model on parenting?
Look, obviously, it's a bit controversial, of course, because of those accusations. But let me tell you this, I can only talk for myself. If I had any feeling, just a tiny suspicion that those stories could be true, I would not associate myself with Michael Jackson. No way.